I'm always terrible at doing the intros, you probably noticed. Well, I don't know, it's because I never know where to start. I like to do these things in various exotic locations, and we are in the Bass Straits, are we?
Yeah,
we're in the Bass Straits, which is somewhere between sort of Tasmania and Melbourne. We might not even quite be there yet. We're on a ship. What a couple of weeks. I've had COVID. I've been in isolation. But on the ship with me is somebody who has featured probably more than a lot of people in this diary. Coincidentally, please introduce yourself, Marie.
Well, I'm the Marie from the diary, who was caught cheating with Penny at French lessons. I think I'm the drinking partner. Whenever there was drinks involved, I was there. Whenever there was sport or art or theatre, I was nowhere to be seen.
Marie and I were best friends, definitely 83, 84, and then you slightly dumped me for the other Penny.
I did. But we never, as we've been discussing, we never fell out. No. It was just circumstances more than anything else.
You left me.
And we are very nervous of what might be happening in March 86.
Well, Marie is on this ship with her husband of how many years?
32.
You've been married 32 years. Oh, my Lord. And you met each other?
When I was 13. I started going out with him when I was 15. And I reckon it might be around now.
Wow. I must say, when I said to Jasmine, my daughter, that I was going to do this episode with you, she said, I only know one thing about Marie. Guess what it was?
Big boobs?
Yes! She said, not big boobs, Marie. Anyway, so yes, here I am with Marie X Woodley, now Steele, and we are starting on March the 1st. 1986. Didn't do a lot today. Did some homework this morning, then went to Ruth's. It was snowing quite hard, but it's not so cold. Cooked and did some homework all afternoon. I'm very stuffed and very knackered. Good night. P.S. I also keep farting. Poor Snowy.
I do remember the white polar bear.
Saturday the 2nd of March. Went to see the Gillies today. So this is these family friends who we'd been to Corsica with, who had three daughters. Didn't get up until fairly late this morning and so didn't bother with much breakfast. I thought we'd eat when we got there. As it was, we ate at 4:30. Oh, I hate that. Claire, Paula, Katie, Chris and I all went dry skiing. Claire can drive now and we drove off together. It was a lovely day and the dry skiing was great fun. They're all very good skiers. The stuff you ski on is weird and it makes the most horrific noise when you stop. I agree. Who wants to do dry skiing?
It's the artificial...
Yeah, it's like twigs. Have you ever done it?
No, but I imagine it hurts when you fall over.
Yeah.
And I fell over. I would have fallen over a lot.
Did you ever ski? Did you do the school ski trip?
I did, in the sixth form.
Oh, okay.
So I got an award.
What for?
Being at the behind, on her behind for a week.
Well, that's a claim to fame, Marie. That is a claim. Monday the 3rd. Played Chilton Edge at netball after school. I played centre for the under-15s and the under-16s. I was well knackered. We won 17-6 and 13-10. Sally and Kat weren't playing, so it wasn't bad, was it? Who are you asking, Penny? We had a practice for Three Little Maids, which Claire, Podger and I are all singing in the music competition. It was really funny. Yeah, but it wasn't. I've got my music exams next week. Help! I still can't play any of my scales. Now that would have been clarinet.
Okay.
Now, you also played the clarinet.
I did also play clarinet for a very short time.
Mr. Sadler.
It was.
Do you remember?
I do.
It was really warm and sunny today. Spring is finally coming. I'm going potty. Can't tell what's real and what's my dream / imagination. I keep thinking I've said things that I haven't said. It's horrible. Oh, dear Penny. Tuesday the 4th, rain. You see, I'm doing little pictures.
Yeah, I was just looking. So this is your netball.
Netball and little sun and then little raindrops.
But you've stopped, scoring.
I'm just drawing the weather now. I don't know if that's better or worse. Played lax at lunchtime. The pitch was really slushy, as in muddy. I hope Merton isn't cancelled. Did you ever go? You must have gone to Merton.
Yeah, I reckon I did. The London tournament.
Yeah, big London tournament. Nothing else happened today, so I will try to think of some scandal. Oh, yes. Liz fancies Dan Shotton. And CB is going out with him. Who's CB?
So CB was from, what was the school opposite us? The comprehensive.
John Mason.
Yeah, so she was from John Mason.
I don't remember at all. Oh, hello. James Crosskey has changed his image somewhat. He's got little round glasses and doesn't look half as nice as he used to. Not that I ever fancied him.
Unlike everyone else.
Well, to be fair, if you'd asked me if I'd fancied James Crosskey, I would have said,
yes.
Hell yes. So I don't know why I'm pretending I didn't fancy him. Such scandal. I'm getting worried about my clarinet exam. Oh, poor thing. Wednesday the 5th. Clouds. I think that smells bring back memories more than anything else. For example, pink Shore deodorant smells of the school skiing holiday. Ammonia smells of the printing shop Mum used to take me to when I was about 3. Nocturne perfume smells of Neil on my birthday. Boots hairspray smells of parties, just like beer tastes of parties. If I smell things, it brings back everything instantaneously. Well, I've put in brackets, big word.
Yes, thanks. And was it spelled right?
No. Definitely not. Buildings have distinctive smells too, especially Benson School. Families have certain smells, mostly not unpleasant, but noticeable. That's Penny's thought for the day. Had a rehearsal at lunchtime today for Julius Caesar. Walked down with Ellie, who I was at the point of strangling. Whenever she gets near boys, she's unbearable. Saw Simon DL.
We were talking about him earlier, weren't we?
And what were you saying?
I can remember snogging him on the lax pitch.
Good girl. What, during a match? But you were goalie. You'd have had that big thing on your face.
I reckon after. I didn't think it would have been during.
Ah, saw Simon DL and had a chat. There was a bloke at rehearsal with gorgeous tight jeans on. I see him in Oxford sometimes and he's not bad. Went to Rangers tonight. I'm doing my D of E Silver Award. Duke of Edinburgh. Ooh. Spoilers. Never did it. Oh, no. I got stuck on the community service. Just couldn't be asked. Oh. Thursday the 6th. Had a brilliant day today. We came second in our section at Merton, which is pretty good. Oh, God. First, we played some weird school called Wally Hall. We beat them 2-1. Guess who scored the winning goal? Me!
Drink! Oh, yeah,
we do the drink.
Yeah.
And then I've put in brackets, sorry for that little bit of showing off, but it's the only significant thing I did all day. It was lovely, a warm, sunny day, perfect for lax, and I really enjoyed it. We beat Whispers, never heard of them, 2-1. We played Queen Anne's, who had beaten everyone else, about 12-0. They beat us 3-0. Penny played brilliantly in goal. Marie played goalie in the first 2 matches. She was good. Yay! Not brilliant like Penny, no, but good.
Good.
Is good. Well, we were just saying, were you still playing goalie? So you were sharing it.
So, yeah.
Saturday the 8th. Went into Oxford this morning on my own. Do you know, nobody noticed me. It's really awful to be average. I mean, I just don't stand out at all. Oh. That's so sad. It is,
and we were saying earlier that the your entries are becoming more and more dark.
These were not my best years. I'd say 15 was definitely a low point.
Yeah. But you'd found your direction in life with your
singing. I knew what I wanted to do. So, yeah, you know, but I also knew that I wanted to stand out, I suppose.
Mm.
They've opened a Henny's in Oxford. It's really good, all futuristic. I bought a tube. It can be a skirt, a snood, a boob tube, in brackets, exclamation mark, or a leg warmer, an armband, short, etc, etc. Now that does sound like a useful piece of...
It sort of
rings a bell.
A bit of everything.
It was probably the early days of Lycra.
Mm.
Went to Sarah's this afternoon. We had a good old heart-to-heart, played ping-pong. Then Ruth came round and we watched the Muppets. We walked to Ruth's in the dark and then sat on the stairs and drank some sort of alcoholic chocolate sauce.
That's a bit desperate, isn't it?
That is desperate.
Alcoholic chocolate sauce.
Do you think I mean Bailey's? Like what? Or just chocolate sauce has gone off?
No idea.
Saturday the 9th. Did homework all day. I'm really depressed. One, because I can't play my scales. Two, I'm getting a sore throat. Three, I want to be depressed. Four, I spent 3.5 hours writing an essay. Five, nobody loves me.
So it's getting a lot darker.
Watch Purple Rain for about the millionth time. It is bloody good. We might go and see Prince in concert in Wembley. Monday the 10th. Had a really bad night last night and stayed home all day recovering. My throat is not any worse, touch wood, but I'm getting very steamed up about my exams. Neil rang up tonight for a natter. Apparently this year's play might be in Pangbourne. God knows why. He's already done his singing exam. Not God, Neil. And he said it went okay. I hope mine goes okay. Julie Arthur sent him a Valentine's card saying she'd like to form a relationship with him sometime. Ah! She's 20!
Yeah, that's pretty scandalous, isn't it? So what were we, 15?
15. Then Neil would have been 16, 17. Julie Arthur's, you dirty old dog.
Do you know her?
Oh, it rings a bell.
So, but she
was somebody we
theater.
Were a theatre person. Tuesday the 11th. It's Chris's birthday tomorrow. Ah, better get him a present. Oh, hello. Clarinet exam. No comment.
I'm sure you pass with flying colours.
We'll see. There is some good music in the charts at the moment. Oh, good. I love a nice music. I haven't mentioned
what's number one. You obviously don't like it.
Don't know.
Haven't bothered to put it in.
E.g. Mr. Kyrie Eleison. Don't you remember that one? I remember that. I would sing it, but can you hear my voice? Diana Ross, Chain Reaction, is number one. Prince, Kiss. That is still a great song. That has held up. As has Chain Reaction, actually. Kyrie Eleison. Oh, yeah, I forgot. The Bangles, Chris's latest heartthrob, singing Manic Monday. It's so good. And I loved that.
Yeah, that was a good song.
What was her name? Susanna...
Oh, he'll know.
Did you fancy her, Ian?
No, yeah.
The Bangles.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. Yeah.
Susanna Hoff was the only.
Susanna Hoff. Yes, yeah. I really wanted to be her.
The rest were mingers, weren't they?
Were they? Mingers.
Mingers.
Word I've heard for a while, Ian. Thank you. Manic Monday, it's good. My throat hurts, but
that
I...
That was written by Prince as well, by the way.
Manic Monday?
Yeah.
Mr. Trivia. You should be a music trivia. It's a fact.
As, we were talking about Purple Rain, isn't it?
Yes. P.S. Mike and the Mechanics, Silent Running is good too. Don't remember that. Do you remember that?
Ah, he was in Genesis.
Mike and the Mechanics?
Yeah, Mike Rutherford.
Silent Running. Okay, that's going to go on the playlist. These are all going... The playlist is getting a big hit. The party I didn't go to on Saturday sounded bloody awful. Ellie got thrown out for being completely paralytic after letting off a fire extinguisher up someone's bum or something. Wednesday the 12th. Clouds, and I've written, getting boring. The clouds or me having to draw them? Went to rehearsal when we weren't needed tonight. Great. I think it's high time for the end of term. Everyone's getting ratty with each other. Ellie was feeling ill today and was very wearing. My singing exam actually went quite well. Drink. That is, if he liked my voice. He gave me two sight reading tests. One was okay because he made me let me look at it, but the other, he made me start immediately. Ah, that was a disaster. My throat was okay after all that panic. I really suffered from psychosomatic disorder, which it took me years and years to work it out, that every time I've got a performance or anything, I get a sore throat.
You'd get ill.
Yeah. I genuinely have been ill this week. Actually, I've been in my cabin for 4 days and 4 nights. And now I'm unleashed. I'm in Marie's cabin. I really enjoyed my exam so much more than my clarinet. I'm doing grade 7 singing next. Thursday the 13th. Clouds. And I'm having my period. Oh. And I've put very boring. That's why I put getting boring. The clouds are now very boring.
Very boring, for sure.
The weather. I've just been invited to a party. Kate's party. I don't know her, actually.
Just a party?
Ellie was away today and can't play in the Lax match on Saturday. Poo. Had a practice for 3 little maids from school. It was hysterical. It will be such a laugh. I have begun a really serious diet. Don't laugh. Because I'm too fat. Yes, Penny, that is the usual reason to go on a diet. Oh, yeah, you see, and then that's the fat years coming in as well.
And then you look back at pictures then and think, you aren't fat at all.
But I was fatter than I was when I was 16, when I was 15. I think that's that period when you stop growing.
Oh, quite so fast. Some of that sort of puppy fat.
Yeah, that's right. And you do get a bit chubby.
A bit chubby.
I think I was a bit chubby. Friday, I mean, not compared to now. Just chubby for 15. Friday the 14th. Guys and Dolls was brilliant. Absolutely amazing. I want to go and see it again right now. Everything and everybody was just right. Sky had a lovely voice. So did Sarah. I would love to be in it as anything. I wouldn't care what. I really hope Embryo do it. So that's the theatre company. The only thing is, I don't see how they could. There is a distinct lack of boys who can sing or dance, let alone both. Sam and Sam loved it too. We ate at McDonald's first and walked around for a bit. Saturday the 15th. Just been to a concert. See opposite page. It was bloody fantastic. Rebecca will be famous one day. She's got such an incredible voice. I'd give anything to be able to sing like that. Oh, do you remember Rebecca? Rebecca Martin. She was a few years ahead of us. The others were all great too. Sarah has just got 145 in grade 8 cello. So that was Sarah. Sarah Llewellyn Jones. She was playing. Yeah, that rings a bell as well. Some amazing musicians, really. She's got an award because it was the second highest mark in the country. We lost the Lax 4-5, which was a bit silly. Vicky lost her temper and swore very loudly. Fucking hell, you silly bitch, at her partner. Miss Gaines stopped the match and threatened to send her off. At the end, Vicky went up to Miss G and apologised, expecting to be forgiven. She wasn't. Miss G gave her a lecture about letting the whole school down, etc. Vic ended up in floods of tears. Unfortunately, no one had very much sympathy. The first home shot straight at Lou and hit her in the head, which knocked her out for a couple of seconds. Then Tanuja did exactly the same at my partner and gave her a nosebleed and a swollen mouth. But I did score a goal.
So there's like all this violence going on.
Well, lacrosse was
It was a very violent game.
It was a
violent game. How people didn't get more seriously hurt.
We were all supposed to wear mouth guards. Do you remember? We never did.
No, we never did.
I used to tuck mine in my knickers in the gym knickers. Yeah. Sunday the 16th. Ranger Challenge was great. We gathered at Carfax and were briefed by Wendy. Trendy Wendy. Each team was given an envelope with a map, rules and 70 questions in it. Then we were let loose. It was really interesting, mostly concerned with looking at signs, plaques, buildings or drawing things. By 3, we were very tired. We ate lunch at 10:30. Katie, Manda and I were in one team. We did lots of asking people about the questions. What? Everyone was very helpful. We came second. Abingdon won again. They faffed around for hours with the scoring. and I got an awful headache. I felt terrible when I got home and I had 5 minutes to eat and change. So instead, I burst into tears. Good alternative, hey? I haven't cried for ages.
Good release, crying.
Yeah. So I ate 2 Solpadeine and toddled off to rehearsal.
You're constantly ill, sort of ill. Yes. But you still managed to get to rehearsals.
It was okay once I got there, and it was quite good. Ellie was chatting at one bloke like mad. Kat was drooling over Ali Simpson. Oh, that's that rings a bell. I think Tracy went out with Ali Simpson. Sonia was being chatted up by Richard Wyatt, and I was doing my bilge prep. That's the kind of interesting person I am. I talked to Andy Hetherington, though, who's really sweet. I don't fancy him, by the way.
just to add that
who's
quickly.
Who's Andy Hetherington? Remember.
No, it's not a name.
No. Sunday the 17th had a brilliant lax match today against Queen Anne's. They won 4-10, but it was really quite good. 2 of their goals were own goals. Cringe. Penny scored 1 and Becca scored 1. The umpire said afterwards it was the nicest match she'd umpired, so nobody told anyone else to fuck off.
That's all it all came from
us. Smash her in the face.
Thanks, yeah.
Manky day today. Nothing really exciting happened. Lax course at Crystal Palace has been cancelled. Went downtown at lunchtime with Katerina. Thrills. Were we allowed downtown at lunchtime?
Not in...
Well, she must have had to buy something. She was a boarder. So she must have had a lunchtime pass.
Yeah, we weren't allowed until sixth form.
Thursday the 20th. Fuck me sideways. Not another bloody guitarist.
Wait, what?
Thursday the 20th. What? Saturday the 22nd. Fuck, fuck, fuck. What I meant by Thursday's remark is that I fancy the bollocks off James Crosskey.
So, you had to miss a day. Did we cover?
Oh my God, I'm so hot. Oh dear. I really fancy the bollocks of James Crosskey, and I'm going up the wall because I haven't told anyone and he practically ignores me and I'm pissed off and depressed. It doesn't help that Kat and Ellie are both getting off with their heart's desire all night, and even can't read that. Oh, what does that say? Even what?
I don't know. Bet. No.
This is what we don't know. Because it says, whoever Sam? The name we can't read. Maybe Sam. The squarest, most pathetic prat in my year has got off with someone. Am I that revolting? It wouldn't be too bad if A, he would talk to me. B, I could tell someone. C, I didn't fancy him. I hate him now because he wouldn't... I hate him now because he won't talk to me normally, but I'm still physically attracted to him in every way. Fuck!
Oh. And he's married to a Crosskey?
Evelyn. Evelyn's married to his brother. Evelyn, do not tell James Crosskey that I fancied him this much. Actually, you can. I think it's good for people to know how much people fancied them. Somebody might have been writing in their diary that they fancied me this much.
You never know.
You never know. I think we know. Oh, I've seen the pictures. Fuck. Neil rang up this evening and he told Mum to get me to ring back tomorrow afternoon. I think I will pour my heart out to him. Oh, okay. Because he went to... He went to a different school, didn't go to Abingdon.
Yeah.
So he's probably safe bet. The play's gone really well so far, except Chris is really depressed because he missed a cue and forgot to come on. Sucker. Isn't it amazing how people can read and write? I mean, just little squiggles can mean so much. Like, I am fucked off still.
So deep.
Squiggles.
Fucked up.
Sunday the 23rd, problem solved. I no longer fancy.
Solved? Oh, sorry.
I no longer fancy. Why? Oh, YKW, you know who. This is before Voldemort. YKW. And I'm very happy for myself. I'll say it, problem solved. I'm done.
Problem solved. So, you know, it took
you... Yeah, it was 3 days worth of really fancying him. Oh, my God.
It's not too bad.
There you go. Went to Ruth's this morning and poured out my heart to her and felt a lot better. I did the same with Neil this afternoon and he told me all about his latest problems. Then we both have a good laugh at ourselves. Aww.
See, laughter's
problem solved.
Sort of problem, lots of problems.
Good news. Embryo are doing Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yay!
Wow! The only thing is, there's only one girl's part worth having. Guess what? You're not going to get it, Benny. Have you noticed that every time I think I stand a good chance of getting a part, I don't get it? Like Angelina in Trial by Jury, Mabel in Pirates of Penzance, Portia in Julius Caesar. Is this Sod's Law, I ask myself? Will it follow me wherever I go? Well, I'll just have to make sure I'm Mary Magdalene, won't I? Even if she is an alto. Oh, bless. You see, I'm still in there, though. I haven't given up, even though I never get any parts that I want. I'm still determined and resilient. I can't wait till the pre-audition meeting, which is on the 6th. Monday the 24th, Windy with a capital W. Seven people killed by trees, roofs collapsing, cars blown over, the Severn Bridge was closed, three trees blew down at school. The Interlax was postponed until tomorrow. We won the music competition!
Yay! Drink.
It was the ensemble class. Claire, Podger and I sang, or rather performed, Three Little Maids from School. It was in chapel and it was absolutely packed and everyone collapsed laughing, especially Mr. Tillett. We're singing in assembly tomorrow. The play went brilliantly tonight. It was a full house, including the balcony. Wow, that would have been at the Amy Hall. I think Ellie had a bit of a shock tonight because Simon's times two girlfriends came to see it. Not Simon, darling.
Not Simon.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it?
Did you go out with Ellie?
It was this whole sort of Mitch. Oh, it's
almost.
Good.
You're all swapping.
It was. It was pretty incestuous in that group, I think.
It looked bloody sussy to me because he kept dashing from one to the other, cuddling, holding hands, and then running off. Damien Parker was after Sonia, who was after Andy Hetherington. He wrote really weird letters to me.
Ooh.
Don't know at which point, like in weird coloured inks.
Well, yeah, you're not. This is all in one
colour. I know. It's just my good old fashioned ink pen. I know. I'm not perky enough anymore. No marks out of 10, no changing colour. Kat and JP were about the only sane couple. Only Kat ran up the aisle of the auditorium and left her shoes on the stairs. Wish me luck for tomorrow. JP, I seem to remember him.
Yes, it does sound familiar.
Wish me luck for tomorrow. What am I doing tomorrow?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know, but it says Wednesday the 26th, I didn't win anything. Oh, it was music competition. I played the clarinet quite well, but not brilliantly. Zoe Howard should have won easily, but the woman gave it to some prat playing the horn because it was a difficult instrument. The singing was also a bit peculiar. In class two, Tracy sang really well. So did Claire, but not as well as Tracy. Claire and Zoe came joint first. Lindsay and Teresa won my class. Teresa, of all people! She was bloody awful! I don't think I'm making excuses, but Mrs. Filial, the violin teacher, said she thought I should have won. Also, in the recital class, apparently Rebecca should have won easily, but didn't. God, I tell you...
Fixed.
It's just, you know what, that's music all over. It is a subjective thing.
It is, for sure.
There are no, it's not like lacrosse. You can't get goals. But still, I enjoyed doing it. There you go. We sang Three Little Maids in assembly this morning. It was mega embarrassing because Mrs. Galloway made everyone stay seated at the end instead of filing out as usual. And Mrs. Browning kept waffling on about the treat they had coming, i.e. us. Mrs. Browning.
Wasn't she the chaplain?
Yeah. Mm. Watch the gym competition this afternoon. Some of it was very, very funny. Thursday the 27th. Had a pretty good day today. Had double art and singing this morning. Mrs. Hodges said she thought the judge yesterday must have forgotten to plug her hearing aid in. She said she obviously didn't know a thing about singing. Yay!
Yeah.
Mrs. H was amazed that I hadn't. Oh, I was amazed that I'd learnt the aria so quickly, and she gave me millions more. She wants me to sing in the Wantage Festival, whatever that is. I expect it's a festival in Wantage, isn't it? The clue's in the name.
Music, maybe?
Maybe music, yes. Went to Oxford this afternoon with Lou. We looked around all the shops, and I bought a skirt. It's blue with white squiggles on it. It's lovely. Friday the 28th. At Granny's now. Granddad's in bed with flu and my throat is killing me. I'm sick again.
So this must be the end of a term.
Must have been the end of term, yeah, because we were at Granny's going into the Easter holidays. Didn't do a lot today except pack and travel. Rang up Ruth to see when she was having her dinner party and found out it's been postponed until the summer holidays. Anyway, I discovered that two of her friends, Daniel and James, are coming over on Tuesday and bringing two frogs.
These frogs. Yeah.
That's just what we call them.
We did, it was. It wasn't meant in a...
It's just a microaggression.
Yeah.
So we decided to all meet up on Friday evening and have, as Sarah called it, a frog up. M decided that while they were here, the frogs must go to the West End. And we managed to get tickets to see Guys and Dolls. Ace. We just literally just seen it. Come on, move on, Penny. Find another musical. This morning, the frogs arrived. They brought with them a huge magnum of champagne, masses of chocolate, including a gorgeous chocolate dog mask for me.
Dog? What? A chocolate dog mask. Interesting.
Whoa. This afternoon, we did a treasure hunt around Broadstairs, set up by Les Parents. Les Parents. Okay. We taught them to play croquet and sorry.
Croquet is very English.
Yes. It's Easter tomorrow. Gosh, this is the last day of the month. Happy Easter. Bloody hell, I'm stuffed. I don't ever want to hear the word chocolate again. I won't dwell on the subject, but let me tell you just that I ate and ate and ate and ate all flipping day. We went to the pub at lunchtime and I drank two martinis and then got home and drank champagne. Not a good combination. I've got a headache. This afternoon we watched Jesus Christ Superstar. It was amazing. So suddenly I'm beeping out my
swear words.
Maybe it's because it's Easter Sunday.
Maybe. You thought you'd be a bit religious.
I know. I would love to be Mary, but she's an alto. So I'll have a go. Soprano, you see? Yeah. I'm already, hedging my bets. Rang Neil about tomorrow night. It's all arranged. He desperately wants to be Judas, which I must admit is the best part. Went to church this morning and got spattered with holy water and incense. And that is the end of March.
Wow, not many parties in March.
No mention of you, Ian. You got away with it.
We got away with it. Yeah, I have to admit.
What happened in April, though.
Yeah, because we didn't mention any.
I don't think we did mention any part. I think only
But the next day, I've just made an arrangement with Neil, so that might have been a Didcot party. Just saying. But thank you so much for being my guest, Marie. And I'm
glad I got away with it.
There
was a little thanks to them.
Yes, you got a good mention there.
I did.
A very honourable mention of being good at your lacrosse. Things are going south for me, aren't they? I think that was the last year
for me in sport, though.
Yeah, maybe. I got some exciting news yesterday that I put in a bid to do a cabaret based on this podcast for the Perth International Cabaret Festival, and I have been selected. So I'm going to have to write myself a cabaret based on this shit.
Well, that's going to be quite interesting.
It is.
I think there's going to be lots of drinking, snogging.
Singing.
Singing.
Yes.
Playing clarinet.
There will be no playing of the clarinet, I can tell thee that. Because I can't remember how to play it anymore. Thank you for listening to Diary of a Teenage Diva, written and produced by me, Penny Shaw, theme music by the wonderful Finn Pearson. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I am at diary_of_a_diva_podcast.